Elissa Walker-Campbell is on the air.
Asking the questions you want to know.
With the biggest and best names in sports.
Like TCU head football coach Gary Patterson.
I watched our kids in the offseason. You could really tell the work ethic. Our kids have played very hard, and they put themselves in a position where they are right now.
The Big E Sports Show.
Elissa, it's our pleasure. You've always been good to us, and we're glad to be part of it.
Hosted by Elissa Walker-Campbell.
And we want to welcome you back this weekend to the Big E Sports Show. Indeed, it is a wonderful time of year if you are a college football fan, because that means you're going to have the opportunity to take in 35 different bowl games over a three-week period. And there is a lot of anticipation for the championship game between Alabama and Notre Dame. But here in Fort Worth, we're giving a lot of attention and coverage to the upcoming bowl game with TCU and Michigan State. Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl in Tempe, Arizona on Saturday, December 29th. It is always a true pleasure when we have the opportunity to visit with TCU's head coach, Gary Patterson. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Doing great. And here in just a moment, we're going to take time to preview the upcoming bowl game with Michigan State. But right now, the Horned Frogs, you guys stand 7-5. You just completed your first season in the Big 12 Conference, and now you're playing for your eighth straight bowl game. I know you've had an opportunity to kind of exhale a little bit, and this is a season that you guys had to overcome so much adversity. You've really got to be proud on how your team responded.
Well, you know, it has been a different year, you know, and for us, even taking it even farther, you know, this is our 14th bowl game in 15 years. So it's, you know, we've been doing this for a while, but it's very excited about our first season. I was excited for the fans. I think they really enjoyed it more. It seemed that we gained more respect being 7-5 than we did being 11-1, being in the Mountain West Conference as far as the state of Texas and on a national scale. But a very young football team, and really looking forward to playing a very good Michigan State team, and you know, hoping to be able to catapult and push ourselves into a preseason ranking for the 2013 season.
And Gary, it is a young football team, and one of the young men that really stepped up for you was your redshirt freshman, your quarterback, Trevon Boykin. I mean, you just set aside his skill set and what the numbers and what he was able to produce this year, but I think what I was so impressed with was his resolve and the leadership that he showed when he was thrust into the spotlight.
You know, it is, you know, for a guy that was playing tailback 2 days and then Tuesday and Wednesday, his first ball game, and then moved on Thursday to quarterback in the situation we had, and then really how he handled the season up and down, but really had some great games, and then we had some games that we just got to play a lot better. But we got that season out of your way. We still got back to a bowl game, and you look at it and say, you know, it's we learned a lot from it, along with Trevon, but really all of our freshman group that had to play.
We're going to talk some more about that freshman group, but Trevon, I mean, Gary, when you reflect back on one of the games in particular, he was huge in that one-point double overtime win on the road against West Virginia. I mean, he orchestrated that come-behind win.
Well, it is. You know, it's you about write yourself off. You're on the six-yard line, and all of a sudden you have a 94-yard pass play, and then come back and throw a two-point play to win the ball game. But, he's a battler. You know, if anything we got to do is we got to get him to calm down, not take as many hits, and be as physical, know when to get down and, you know, get himself through his next three seasons. But, yes, definitely was a big positive having him do his things, and then also the big win at Texas.
Absolutely. He certainly did make some big plays. You are listening to the voice of Gary Patterson, TCU head football coach. Always a pleasure when we have him on the program. And I'm going to assume, Coach, that you have a sense of comfort. I know you're always looking ahead, but having depth at the quarterback position, you know, having Trevon, and then knowing as you look ahead to 2013 that Casey Paul, he's going to be returning. And that's especially important when you were just talking about in Big 12 conference play.
Well, obviously, you know, a bunch of guys coming back. You know, we lost our number one tight end Stephen Bryan on our first scrimmage, you know, falling on his shoulder without really anybody hitting him. You lost all your tailbacks. You get a Wayman James back. You grew up all these freshmen that actually started their first games of the, you know, seasons of play. So you're a veteran group. You know, if we'll go forward, work hard at what we do, try to improve and build on it, and, you know, we have a chance to be a team that possibly could win a lot more football games. You know, I'm always one that really kind of really feathers that whole situation for the simple reason that you don't build too big of expectations and we live up to what we earn. And so for us, you know, that's what this bowl game's for. We get 13 or 14 more practices. You go into the spring and get in spring ball and you add all the new faces that we have here and see if we can come up with a mix that gels and can win some more ball games.
Well, the spring practice, that certainly will be fun. It'll be here, it seems like, before you know it, but the future is so bright. And we know you are a defensive guy, and it's just amazing when you start looking at the numbers and the guys that are going to be returning. I mean, you're set to return, what, 10 of 11 defensive starters, and that includes all of your secondary.
Well, it is, and, you know, we have a couple young men, Travosky Garrett and David Jenkins. David Jenkins, a transfer from LSU that gives us the big corner. Both of those guys are 6'1", 6'2", corners. That will help us in the secondary along with a couple safeties. We've got to add some linebackers and then defensive line. But, yeah, really, Kenny Kane has been the guy, really the only scholarship senior that's played most of the season, that's been a starter, that's played a lot.
70% of your players seeing action this year, freshmen, sophomores. It is a young team. As we just talked about, we highlighted that it had to overcome so many obstacles. But as a head coach, I mean, what is the biggest area of concern as you look to move forward and take this next step with this particular group of individuals?
Anytime you have a young team that had a little bit of success, it's just that there's no entitlement factor, that they come back and they want to be better. As far as how you treat the offseason, because, you know, they're 18 years old. There's still a lot of growth, strength, mentally and physically, that we need to gain to be the kind of football team we want to be. And you need to be if you want to be a top five contender, which, you know, we've been here in the past. So just a lot of work to do. That's probably my biggest thing. We've got to be able to shore up the inside of our offensive line, and gain depth at our running back position. You know, play better at quarterback position. And defense, we've got to be able to find some linebackers in the recruiting process. Some young guys are going to have to be able to come in and play, and just keep getting better at all areas.
Gary Patterson with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. Of course, you can find this interview at our radio website. That is eradiosports.com. And I don't want to digress too much, but I have to ask you, I mean, how were you able to get these guys consistently, such a young roster, such a young group of guys, to step up when the bright lights come on? I mean, it really is a testament to your system. I believe it's, what, your 12th season there. I mean, these guys believe in you, they believe in the system, and they're able to execute when it counts the most.
Well, you know, too many people give me too much credit. You know, one of the things you have, you just have a staff that's been together for a long time. And so you're sitting in a situation where you have a lot of guys that have been through a lot of different wars, as far as football wars, as far as growing up teams and being through problems. And this group, you know, when you've been here 15 years total and then 12 as a head coach, you know, you've seen a lot of situations, you know your pluses and minuses. And, you know, we knew that we were going to be young. We knew we were going to be we weren't going to have a lot of guys coming back that were veterans. So, you know, we really started talking about, even in the spring last year when we went in the Big 12, what we were going to have to do, how we were going to grow up. Freshman group really had a different attitude coming into summer about what they wanted to be, and they wanted to play early. And obviously we played 17 true freshmen. They, you know, that largest amount that we ever did. Usually we was only two or three we liked to redshirt. And so it's just been one of those years where we had a class that was mature enough to handle this kind of a season, and they were willing to work and learn and get better. And, you know, you got to give most of the credit to the kids and to the assistants, because they just did an unbelievable job.
Gary, as you had just said, 15 years total at TCU, 12 as a head coach. You guys just transitioned into a power conference, your inaugural season in the Big 12. What was it like to hang with the big boys and to be a part of such a premier conference?
Well, for me, I never considered them big boys. You know, we've been playing them. One of the things I think that we've done is we've always given everybody respect that we needed to, but understood that, going into this conference, that we were like 9-3 against the Big 12 and playing different teams from what people called automatic qualifying conferences. And, you know, for us, we knew we had to gain depth and we had to gain experience. You know, it probably wouldn't have been how we'd like to write the script, for the simple reason of understanding you'd like to have, you know, the 2010 team going in maybe with your offense and defense and older group when you went your first year in the league. But sometimes things happen for a reason. This group now get a chance to grow up and be it. But it's really been a lot of fun. There was a lot of wanting to pull your hair out on Tuesday and Wednesdays, but as the week went on, our kids learned the game plan, went on with what you needed to do. And then Saturdays, we made Saturdays interesting, no doubt about that.
Let's move forward. Tell us, what can we anticipate? I mean, we're in so many different regions now in parts of the country, but what can fans look forward to with this particular matchup with TCU and Michigan State? As I understand, doing the scouting report, that it's going to be two very good defensive teams.
Well, yeah, they're fourth ranked nationally, got two or three draft choices, high draft choices on their defense. They're very powerful on offense. I think, give you one stat just to show you a little bit. I think of 28 times people were in the red zone, I think they only scored 9 touchdowns. So they've been very stingy Powerful running game, play action, young receivers, they've gotten better every week. The quarterback's gotten better every week. And so, you know, they're like us, lost a couple. I think they lost four or five ball games by less than maybe a total of 9 points, 9 or 10 points. So very good football team that we're playing in Michigan State. Coach D'Antoni and I have been friends for a while, and he does a great job with his team teaching things you need to teach to grow as they have, and that's what they've done. They came off the 11-2 season or 11-3 season a year ago, and then lost some close ones. So they know how to win.
Well, the good news for TCU in bowl games, got to throw out this stat: you guys are 7-3, winning 6 of the last 7, and against the Big Ten Conference, you've been very successful, Gary. You're 2-0, and how can we forget that win in the Rose Bowl against Wisconsin and Illinois in 2006 in the Poinsettia Bowl?
Well, every team's different, but, you know, you kind of get a similarity of mentality. For us, you know, it's every game's different, and every team's different. This is not the Rose Bowl team that we had. And so you got to get yourself ready to play. And so for us, that's what we're trying to get done, is get done with finals, because we don't practice during finals. And we get into a practice where we start at night and get ready to go. And then, you know, we'll get in 13 or 14 practices before the first time we can go at it. So, we're excited about that. I think having the opportunity, you know, these 14 practices really help you when you have a younger football team, because you're back in the weight room, you're learning and you're developing and doing things, and then it's not such a break between that and January where kids forget, but you get a chance to grow them up, and definitely it'd be something that'll be important to us.
I know this is a young team, but it's always tough to say goodbye to your senior class, isn't it?
Oh, it always is. You know, somebody said, well, different. No, every one of them's different, but everyone causes it. You have memories with every young man that comes out of that tunnel, and you give a hug to before they play their last game in Amon Carter Stadium, and this year was no different.
Okay, Gary Patterson has been with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. My final question for you: what a way to open up the season this year for TCU, the win against Grambling, and you move forward as the all-time winningest coach. What does that mean to you personally and professionally?
Well, number one, I told people that as soon as the season got going, they'd forget all about that, and they did, which is why I said it wasn't as big a deal. But, you know, when I look down the road, it'll be something that I'll really look back on. I was looking through some old pictures last night, and you remember all the memories of all the different games. You know, we put out a commemorative trading card that had all the senior classes in each of all those years. And just, you know, when you look back through that and see all those guys and what they meant to us and what we did and how we did things – it took all of them to get to that point. So you have to thank every one of them and their families through the years that have worked hard and sacrificed to get where we are.
Well, Gary, we certainly appreciate you coming on. Congratulations on all your success and good luck in the big bowl game coming up, okay?
Well, thank you.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead here in just a moment.